Thank you for downloading Kentico CMS. In this video, we will look at how you can build page templates for your site. Every Kentico CMS page is based on a page template. A page template is the definition of how the page looks and what is displayed in the context of a specific page. The page template is responsible for feeding content into the page controls and displaying the content as a live page. Page templates can be tied to a single page or used across several other pages. A rendered page is a combination of HTML code, ASP.NET server controls, or user controls. Page templates within Kentico CMS are based on two different page models: a direct page control model using ASPX page templates and a higher level abstraction based on the Kentico portal engine. The direct control model is an extension of the ASP.NET web form module. In extending ASP.NET, this architecture leverages standard ASP.NET master pages to create a WCMS-enabled .NET application. Using this model, a new physical page is created within Visual Studio for each page template. Within this page, references and classes are imported for each of the CMS namespaces. With this type of control comes the additional overhead of page management. The second method is the Kentico CMS portal engine. This model abstracts away many of the programmatic and design complexities and directly empowers content managers. Page templates are created within Site Manager and doesn't require any work within Visual Studio. Because this is a higher level abstraction, no physical page is created and everything is maintained directly within the CMS system. It's important to keep in mind that .NET developers are building web parts to deploy custom code or leveraging the Kentico API to extend applications. Additionally, this model provides a design tab. This tab allows content editors to directly modify the look of their pages in a runtime environment. This page template implementation model isn't a site-wide choice, but a page-based choice. In fact, you may have a combination of page templates based on both models within your site. When you need the more direct control, for example, to modify page-based events, you can leverage the ASPX model. But when you create the majority of your web pages, you can leverage the Kentico portal engine to empower content users within the design tab. Ultimately, the combination of these two models enables your end users to make their page template decisions based on business requirements. Regardless of which page template model is used, when a page is requested, it is first processed by the URL rewriting engine. This engine identifies the page template and calls the CMS page manager control based on the alias path parameter that is used. In turn, this loads the content from the requested page and displays the text using the appropriate CMS editable region controls. For example, when the /home.aspx page is requested, the URL rewriting engine determines the page to the page template and automatically rewrites the URL to something like template URL /alias path=home. With the ASPX page template, the template URL is always a physical page. However, with the Kentico portal engine, the template URL is always /cms/pages/portal-template.aspx. This page loads the structure of the page templates dynamically from the database and combines the inherited templates. Technically, the ASPX page templates are a standard ASPX template that inherits from the CMS.UIControls namespace. This base class is the Kentico template page for ASPX pages and the Kentico template master page for master pages. Including this namespace allows the page to access the Kentico CMS API. Creating a new ASPX page template is a two-step process. The first step is creating the new page within Visual Studio and then registering it for use within Kentico CMS. Let's create an ASPX page template that contains some basic company contact information using two editable regions. First thing we want to do within the Visual Studio project without the project running is to locate the CMS templates directory, and within that, the Corporate Site ASPX folder. We're going to right-click on that and select Add New Item. Because we're working within Visual Studio, we're going to add in a new web form, and we're going to name this web form 2ColumnTemplate.ASPX. We want to make sure that we have Select Master Page checked, and then we're going to hit Add. This then asks us which master page we'd like to add in. Within the Corporate Site ASPX folder, we have a root.master, which we'll select, and then select OK. This then goes ahead and creates our Visual Studio page. Within our source file, we want to go ahead and register our CMS controls. We can do this by using the @register command, registering the assembly cms.controls, assigning the namespace, and then assigning a tag prefix, which we can use in our source. Then we want to go ahead and add in our editable regions. We want to do this between ASP content tags, and we're going to use a table format. We're going to add in one CMS editable region and call it text left, and then a second and just call it text. Let's switch to our code behind. And within our code behind, we want to add in the CMS controls. We can use our using statement, and we want to add in CMS UI controls. The next thing we want to do is change the default page inheritance. Currently, the default page inheritance is set to system.web.ui. We want to change this to the Kentico template page. Now that we've created the template page within Visual Studio, our next step is to register the template within Kentico CMS. Let's go ahead and start our project. Page template management is done within CMS Site Manager. Within CMS Site Manager, we want to select Development and then Page Templates. Within Page Templates, we have the ability to organize our page templates into different categories. I'm going to place my template when I register it within the General. I select General, then select New Template. We're going to select a display name of 2ColumnTemplate and then a code name of 2ColumnTemplate with no space, and then say OK. Next, we want to point the template to the physical ASPX page. We can do this by selecting the Select button, which gives us the visual display, and we know that it's within CorporateSite.ASPX, so we can select 2ColumnTemplate. And you'll notice that it specifies the path, beginning with a tilde, which points us to the root of our website and then allows us to navigate down. Once that's done, we're going to select our template and then select Save. And last, we want to attach it to a site. We have the ability to select different sites for different templates. In this example, I want to tie it to our corporate site, select OK. And now this is done, I can go ahead and create a page based on this template. To create our new page based on this template, let's switch to CMS Desk. I'm going to place it at the root or the corporate site level. Then I select New, Page Menu Item, and within Page Menu Item, I'm going to give it the name Corporate Info. I've placed my template in General. I'm going to select the 2ColumnTemplate that I created earlier and then select Save. Once my page renders, you'll notice that on my left-hand side I have my editable region. On my right-hand side, I have my other editable region. And because these are editable regions, I can go in and I can enter text. Welcome to our company site. And then in our right-hand column, I'll just put Corporate Offices, 123 Anywhere Street, Seattle, Washington, 98115. And then finally, we'll select Save, and then we'll create a preview on our live site. The Kentico Portal Engine is a design mode UI targeted at .NET developers, designers, content authors, editors, and publishers. It enables the creation, management, and editing of CMS pages from a browser-based administration interface. In reducing the complexity, the Kentico Portal Engine page template doesn't require page setup in Visual Studio. It greatly reduces the complexity overall. This allows content editors, authors, and publishers to focus on implementing the page and its content based on the parameters defined by the application developers and designers. For application developers, portal pages provide a platform for deploying custom code using web parts and reduces the amount of upfront coding needed. Let's create an example of a new page template using the Portal Engine. There are two ways to create a new page template. The first is creating a blank page with what's called an ad hoc template. An ad hoc template is basically a page template that's used for only one page. An ad hoc template doesn't have any name. It basically allows you to just use the template. If you want to reuse the template for multiple pages, you need to save it as a name template first. And the second way to create a new page template is to clone an existing page template. Let's create a blank page with an ad hoc template. Let's log into CMS Desk, and within CMS Desk, we're going to select Corporate Site, or our root, and then New. We're going to create a new page or menu item. And we're going to select Create a Blank Page. We're going to name our page name Company Portal. We're going to select our layout of Simple. Once this is done, we're going to select Save. And our page is now displayed. One of the first things I want to point out is that unlike the ASPX model, we have a Design tab. The Design Surface is our Design Time UI. Within our Design tab, we have the ability of modifying our page layout. We could add in additional web part zones or other things that we wanted. Additionally, we have zones set up. Zones allow us to add web parts. The simple template that we used had one zone. I can go ahead and select the plus, which will give us access to the web part selection. And within the web part selection, let's go ahead and add an editable text web part. We're going to leave the default values and select OK. Then we could switch to our page. We can enter some text, welcome to our company, select Save, and we've now created our page, and we can look at our portal page from our live site to see how it would render. One of the things to keep in mind, now that we've gone through and created an example of both an ASPX page, which is a lot closer to the .NET framework, we had to physically create a page. So our project, as we saw, actually contains a page that we created. Within that page, we also were able to create our columns and our editable region. But one of the things that you will notice is that we're lacking our Design tab. Our Design tab gives us the ability to change the look and feel of our page. It also empowers our content editors to modify their pages. In this tutorial, you've seen how to build page templates for your site using Kentico CMS. If you have any issues during your trial, please feel free to send a message to support@kentico.com, and we will make sure that we help you.